Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Lisa's Sapira Hybrid has been named Wirecutter's best hybrid mattress 5 years running. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Nancy for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/Nancy. Thanks, Lisa Mattress, for being our partner.
Just when you think crime cannot, will not happen to you, it does in a flash, and there are no second chances. I can't stop predators from coming into this world. I can't stop crime all alone, but I can sound the warning. And I can pass on to you what I have learned about keeping you and your family safe. And that is why we are announcing a brand new online course, Justice Nation, Crime Stops Here. This brand new 5-episode video series allows you to go at your own pace as world-class experts in personal safety and child protection share life-saving tips and resources all for you. Get action information that you can apply to your everyday life with a focus on preparation, not panic. Go to nancygrace.com now. Use promo code Nancy to get 15% off. For your sake, for the sake of your children, your family, and the people you love. Know what to do, know when to do it, and how to do it. Class begins Tuesday, October 16. Go to nancygrace.com and register using promo code Nancy. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
I was sitting on the bed talking to Harvey when he pushed me back and forced himself onto me. It was not consensual. He did not use a condom.
Once he excused himself to go to the bathroom and he came back in nothing but a robe, obviously his whole demeanor changed. He's holding my forearm pretty forcefully, and we're both now standing in front of the mirror, and he just keeps saying, just watch me masturbate.
And I wake up, and then all of a sudden he takes his pants down and starts doing his stuff. And he's blocking the door. I can't get out. And then he says, you know, you're a really nice girl. You shouldn't tell anybody about this.
In the last hours, a major victory. I hope you're sitting down. For movie mogul Harvey Weinstein as a criminal charge is dropped. Repeat, a criminal charge of sex attack by Harvey Weinstein has been dropped. Is this just the beginning of the end? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. Alexis Tereshchuk, RadarOnline.com. It's almost more than I can take in. Listen, Alexis.
Prosecutors also recently obtained an email Evans wrote in 2015 to a man she later married. They say that account differs from the one she provided to investigators. Weinstein's attorney says he thinks Evans lied about what happened.
Lucia Evans, who you will see from the documents released, has clearly, in our opinion, committed perjury on several occasions.
But her attorney maintains she's telling the truth.
It only speaks volumes about the Manhattan DA's office and its mishandling of my client's case. They used her for months. They had all of the evidence that they have now. They made her walk through the scene of the crime, release her most personal therapy and medical records, and sit through endless hours of interrogation and prep.
Weinstein walked into Manhattan criminal court this morning where a judge dismissed a sexual assault allegation made by one of three women in the case, actress Lucia Evans. She had accused the movie producer of forcing her to perform oral sex during a meeting at his office back in 2004. But the single charge was dropped by the judge after the court unsealed a letter Manhattan prosecutors wrote to Weinstein's lawyer last month about new evidence uncovered. A witness claims NYPD detective Nicholas DiGaudio coached her to stay silent about evidence partially contradicting Evans' account of the sex assault allegation, allegedly telling her, less is more.
You are hearing CBS New York 2 reporter Alice Gaynor reporting on the stunning blow to the state. Joining me, Vincent Hill, cop turned PI, Ashley Wilcott, judge and lawyer, Dr. Bethany Marshall, renowned LA psychoanalyst, and now Alexis Tereshchuk, investigative reporter, radaronline.com. Alexis, what is happening?
So what's happened is the prosecutors in Manhattan have decided to drop one of the sex charges against Harvey Weinstein. From the first victim who came forward, Lucia Evans, what they are saying is that there are multiple examples that they have found that contradict her story, her version of the attack of Harvey Weinstein. What she said is that he forced her to perform oral sex on him, watch him masturbate, everything that everybody knows about Harvey Weinstein. What they said is that one of her friends had been spoken to by a detective and said that she had a different story and that Lucia had told her a different story. And the detective told this friend, well, you are under no obligation to testify. So Harvey Weinstein's attorneys argued that this was basically witness tampering. The detective was not following the right protocol, had basically, in their words, broken the law by doing what he was doing and was damaging the case. And the judge threw the charge out because of her.
Listen to this.
The NYPD says an internal affairs investigation over the allegations against the detective began a week ago, and he is now off the case.
The overall criminal case against Mr. Weinstein remains strong. The evidence is compelling. There are five remaining counts in the indictment, including predatory sexual assault.
In total, more than 75 women have come forward accusing Weinstein of sexual abuse. But Weinstein's lawyers are seeking a full dismissal of the entire indictment after Evans' allegation was dismissed.
We argue that the Lucia Evans perjury contaminates certainly count one, but in our opinion, the entire grand jury presentation.
Okay, that's bad. You are hearing again from CBS New York 2 reporter Alice Gaynor to Ashley Wilcott, judge and lawyer, founder of ChildCrimeWatch.com. Ashley, is there a way, I think that there is, that they at least can argue, whether it's granted or not, that one false count in a multi-count indictment can destroy the entire indictment?
It can. And the problem with this is the process. The grand jury indicted. I believe the prosecution has the right to go forward on all of the charges, including the one the court just dismissed. The court said there's no corroboration that's credible, so I'm going to dismiss the charge. I don't think the court should be doing that. The prosecution should be allowed to charge, try all of the charges and then let a jury decide.
Well, they can represent count six to a grand jury, but the dismissal of count six does not affect the remaining counts of this indictment. There have been many times in a plea agreement when somebody's charged with 10 felony counts, I'll merge. Let's just say somebody breaks in and they're charged with a burglary and they're charged with theft of a car. I'll merge them and I'll say, fine, you plead guilty to the big one, burglary, and I'll drop the theft by taking a car. There's many times one count is dismissed and you go forward on the other counts. In this case, I doubt very seriously there's going to be any plea bargaining going on. Alexa Tereshchuk, I just still don't understand what went wrong with Lucia Evans' story.
So, two things. Her friend came forward and spoke to the detective, and the friend's account of what happened was different from Lucia.
So?
The detective told this.
I mean, in any case, Vincent Hill, isn't this true? I tell a jury at the very beginning of the case, I'm going to bring on to you 1, 2, 3, 4, and be prepared. 3 and 4 saw it very differently. They were both there. They were at different angles. They saw things differently. And then you weigh what they're going to tell you. And in the end, I think you'll agree that X, Y, and Z is what happened. Every witness doesn't have to conform exactly to the other witness.
That's right, Nancy. It's like that old trick we used to do in school where one person would whisper something in someone's ear, you get around the entire classroom, and the story was a little different, but the facts pretty much were the same. So that's exactly what could happen here when you're talking about witnesses.
A major, major blow to the state. In the last hours, one of the counts against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been dropped. What does it mean for the rest of the case? How can all these women be ignored?
He held me down on the bed. I tried to get away, or tried to get him off of me, and kept asking him to stop, but it was impossible. I remember Harvey afterwards rolling over onto his back saying, "Don't you feel we're so much closer to each other now?" To which I replied, "No."
The next thing I knew, he had unzipped his fly and pulled out his penis. My heart started pounding. My mind started racing. How do I deal with this? How do I get out of this? Am I going to get out of this?
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to
be touched. I won't do a thing. Please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I know, but I don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. 1 minute.
No,
I ask you.
Just
go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Hey, come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me in the
hall.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute. And if you want to leave when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touch my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on, sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. No. Bye. You will call me again. Okay? I'm sorry. Nice. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy's coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye.
I just feel like I want to throw up after hearing that. You were hearing when one of the alleged victims of movie mogul Harvey Weinstein coercing a young model, Ambra Batalana Gutierrez, forcing her or trying to into a sex act. It's disgusting. And in the last hours, one of the major counts against this guy, Harvey Weinstein, has been dropped. Now, with me, Alexis Tereshchuk, RadarOnline.com investigative reporter, is describing how a so-called friend of the victim, Lucia Evans, says that Lucia told her something different at the time. Okay. Also, prosecutors are pointing to a letter that she, Lucia Evans, wrote to a man she later married. What was in the letter, Alexis Tereshchuk?
Well, again, it was a different version of what happened with Harvey Weinstein. And this is what happened. She wrote to him. She explained it. This is somebody she wanted to marry. This is somebody that she was trying to not have her whole terrible past exposed to. But it was a different version of what she'd been telling prosecutors. And so Harvey's lawyers had pointed out to the judge, saying this completely contradicts the evidence that the prosecutors are going to present, and you must throw this out. And the judge did. The judge sided with Harvey Weinstein and his top-rated attorney and tossed the charge because of her out.
To special guest Dr. Bethany Marshall, LA psychoanalyst. Dr. Bethany, I think they should have gone forward with the charge and given it to the jury and explained to the jury the inconsistencies. That's what I think. Although, if you have a detective who's trying to silence a witness, that may look so bad that you should just drop the count instead of bringing it forward. Because now the defense may bring that detective on anyway, even if that charge is not being given to the jury, just to taint the entire case in front of the jury. But I really believe that if it were me, I would have continued with the count and explained to the jury, look, she planned to marry this guy. She did not want to tell him the whole truth. Okay. So she told him a partial truth in a letter. I mean, when you're courting, you don't tell the object of your love every bad thing that ever happened to you for whatever reason. As to the friend, I'd believe the victim over the friend.
I would absolutely believe the victim over the friend. I keep wondering, what motivation does this friend have to throw Lucia Evans under the bus? She's basically saying to a detective, oh no, my friend wasn't really violated. She enjoyed the interaction with Harvey. To me, this is a very, this is what we call a frenemy, not a friend, somebody who does not support the friendship. Now, I would tell the jury what I tell my patients, which is there's a difference between having a private life and having a secretive life. You don't have to blather the contents of your mind to everybody. The fact is, Lucia Evans was perpetrated against. She is a victim, and she deserves privacy even in the middle of her victimization. She is not obligated to tell the gory truth of what happened to everybody. She can tell it to her therapist if she wants. She can tell it to her gynecologist, to her care providers, to her medical doctor. But she's not obligated to tell a man she wants to marry or her best friend or a friend she's having dinner with that night exactly what happened between her and Harvey. For one, I'm not even so sure it's just because she's trying to put her best foot forward with a future fiance. Sometimes when people are aggressed against, it takes them a while to realize that a bad thing happened. Look at Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, hold on, Bethany. Excuse me, Dr. Bethany. I want everybody on this panel, Alexis Tereshchuk, Vincent Hill, Ashley Wilcott, Dr. Bethany Marshall, in the studio with me, Jackie Howard, joining me from L.A., Alan Duke. Is there one person on this panel that has a secret they've never told? Is there one person that does not have a secret, something happened to them or some incident in their life they've never told for whatever reason? I do. And I'm not going to, and nobody asked me, because it's a painful secret. And it makes me feel bad. And I don't like it. And I certainly am not going to go and go, "Hey, David, guess what?" No, I don't want to. And that I'm trying to say in simple, very simple terms compared to Bethany, why should she have to tell her husband? Why not whitewash it? I mean, that's what happened. And now that letter she wrote to her future husband is being used against her. And I am so upset, Ashley Wilcott, because Lucia's, I'm getting chills. I'm so upset for this woman, Lucia Evans, because I believe her. I believe when you don't know a horse, look at his track record. Look at what Harvey Weinstein has done to all these women. And then now this woman's story is getting thrown out. Remember this, Ashley Wilcott, you're the judge, you're the lawyer. It was Lucia Evans, the victim, that introduced the friend as a witness.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. So to me, Nancy, at this point, it's an issue of credibility that, again, the prosecution should decide to try or not. As a judge, I don't think I'd want to be in the position, and I don't think I'd make the decision to dismiss one of these counts again, because I, as the judge, am saying it's not credible. There's this whole other version that we've now learned, and so I'm going to toss it. I really, truly am troubled by the fact that this is up to the state to try him for all of these different counts, and the state should have that opportunity to do it. So this dismissal of one count does not sit well with me as a judge.
You know, again, when I said, don't know a horse, look at his track record. All right. These are called similar transactions. You don't believe Lucia Evans? Listen.
Then I went to Cannes in May 2014. And whilst I was there, Harvey Weinstein approached me in the Majestics, in the lobby. It was quite forceful in the sense of telling me to relax. And I think then I started to like get a little bit confused. He took hold of me and pretty much forced me to walk with him to the bathroom, where he stood me in front of the mirror.
Just when you think crime cannot, will not happen to you, it does, in a flash, and there are no second chances. I can't stop predators from coming into this world. I can't stop crime all alone, but I can sound the warning. And I can pass on to you what I have learned about keeping you and your family safe. And that is why we are announcing a brand new online course, Justice Nation, Crime Stops Here. This brand new 5-episode video series allows you to go at your own pace. As world-class experts in personal safety and child protection share life-saving tips and resources all for you. Get action information that you can apply to your everyday life with a focus on preparation, not panic. Go to nancygrace.com now. Use promo code Nancy to get 15% off. For your sake, for the sake of your children, your family, and the people you love. Know what to do, know when to do it, and how to do it. Class begins Tuesday, October 16. Go to nancygrace.com and register using promo code Nancy.
Take us to the moment that you knew you were in trouble with him.
Well, I had met him in New York previously, and we had been in touch about an audition for a Quentin Tarantino film. And I had submitted it to LA, and then I ran back into him later, and that's when I met with him at the Peninsula, when I had moved to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't know anything about the Peninsula, like if he was staying there. I thought we were meeting at the bar, which we did. And then he told me, okay, we're going to my room now, after a few minutes of conversation about movie roles. So then we go up to the suite, and I realize he kind of like has a place there. And he offers me champagne, and it was very similar to her story, that he just is very dominant, persuasive, does not back down if you say no, and kind of just forced me into doing something I didn't want to do.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but, you know, some people hear forced oral sex, and they think, how, right? Like, how did he hold you down? Could you just help us understand that?
I feel like it was a coercive thing, just that he wouldn't let it up, that he that it was just going to happen no matter how hard I refused.
Mm-hmm. And you said no. How did it end? How did you leave the hotel room?
It just that I left after pretty much he was done with whatever he intended to do. So I just left after. I don't know how to put it, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask Jeff, because he's there with you, your lawyer. You filed the first lawsuit against them, and it's not Harvey in particular, it's the Weinstein Company. And I'm wondering, well, first let me ask you, Dominique, did you ever report it to the Weinstein Company or to the board?
I did not, because I had heard a lot of stories about his behavior in the past, and I just, you know, I was an actress looking for a break, and he's a gatekeeper, and I felt that he used his position, mm-hmm. you know, to try to make me do something that is not in accord with how I usually behave.
You were just then hearing actress Dominique Hewitt speaking to Megyn Kelly. Earlier you heard Cardi and Noble describing Weinstein's sex assault on her in the Majestic Hotel in France. You know, it just never ends with this guy. And in the last hours, he's been out in the front of the courthouse waving triumphantly as another blow to the state goes down, a count where the victim was Lucia Evans has been totally dismissed because she apparently had written a letter to her now husband with a slightly different version of what happened. She didn't want to reveal everything, apparently. And some, quote, friend, unquote, says that she performed a sex act on Harvey Weinstein to get a job acting. You know, it's just the same old story, Alexis Terezchuk. Women being attacked when you can't. Here's how it goes down. First of all, in my experience of many, many years trying cases, rape cases specifically, first the defendant says, I didn't do that. I don't even know her. I've never seen her before. Then it's established they were together the night of the incident. Then he goes, okay, we were together, but nothing happened. Then you have a picture of somebody with bruises on their arms or a black eye or torn clothing. They go, okay, we did have sex, but it was consensual. Then you show the bruises, and then they go, oh, well, she liked rough sex. And in the end, I mean, once you go through every single defense, they go, well, she's a big party girl. You know, this is what she wanted. She's this, she's that, she's that, she's this, she's a liar. So now we're at that stage where the victims are being attacked, Alexis. And this is just the beginning.
Harvey Weinstein has decades attacking women, and he's still doing it now just through his lawyer. And he has been able to turn what would have been, you know, her embarrassing secret that she didn't want to tell somebody into proof that it didn't happen, even though she has been so vocal about it. She's not the only victim. She's one of many that have come forward so credibly and told basically the exact same story over and over and over again. But there's also been a problem. It's really the opposite with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, because they, for years, refused to prosecute anything about Harvey. And the DA was getting campaign contributions from Harvey's attorneys and Harvey's investigators. Now they're trying to prosecute it, and they're now saying, oh, they didn't do a right job. They were trying to do it in his favor with the detective. And that now they are saying that the detective,
you know,
told her friend
there is something
that
way
she was under no
wrong with the Manhattan DA's office. There's just too many stories of them not prosecuting that, not prosecuting this, not going forward, not investigating. I mean, they had this evidence forever. Vincent Hill, you're a cop turned PI. They had one of the victims wired that we played earlier. Remember, that was the sound of Amber Gutierrez saying, no, 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 you did this to me before. No, I'm not doing this again. And they did nothing. They've been sitting on this forever. Now they screw up a count and drop it.
It makes you question, like, is it a power thing? Is it a money thing? I mean, why would they not investigate this? You heard this young lady basically pleading for her safety, and you hear Weinstein, you know, trying to get her in this room to do the sexual act, and they don't prosecute. So it really makes you wonder what the heck is going on at that DA's office that they didn't prosecute this guy way back then.
Well, I want you to hear what Lucia Evans' lawyer, Carrie Goldberg, has to say.
Instead of rising to the challenge of their mistakes, the DA jumped ship at their first opportunity. And Vance has done this before. In fact, with Weinstein himself. And we must ask, why is it so hard to hold rich, powerful predators responsible? It raises really serious questions of bias. You know, and people always ask, why don't sexual assault survivors come forward? This is why. Today is why.
That's exactly why, Dr. Bethany Marshall, that is exactly why women won't come forward. Listen, this so-called friend never gave a different story until her father, who was a lawyer, subjected her to a lot of questions, and suddenly she does an about face and changes her story, claiming that the victim performed a sex act on Weinstein to get an acting job. You know what this woman, Lucia Evans, went through to come forward, and now this, Dr. Bethany?
It's interesting that the friend's father is an attorney, because listening to all this, I keep thinking it's just a good old boys club. It's Benjamin Braffman calling his friend at the DA, who calls somebody else, and they all strike backdoor deals. And the maintaining of the men's reputations are more important than believing the victims in this case. And I think the fact that there's something of a sexual nature of Harvey Weinstein's crimes, and that all these prosecutors, these men, all these people are men. They're not women that are handling these cases. They're men. And I think there's this unconscious need to protect each other and to believe that one of their own could not have a woman to this.
I have to agree with you. I think in this case, for not just because they're men, but for some reason, they are covering for Harvey Weinstein.
Instead of rising to the challenge of their mistakes, the DA jumped ship at their first opportunity. And Vance has done this before. In fact, with Weinstein himself. And we must ask, why is it so hard to hold rich, powerful predators responsible? It raises really serious questions of bias. You know, and people always ask, why don't sexual assault survivors come forward? This is why. Today is why.
I agree with the lawyer for Lucia Evans. I am stunned, angry, distraught. One of the charges against multimillionaire movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been dropped. I mean, you know, to Ashley Wilcott, judge and lawyer, every witness you put on the stand, as I used to tell my juries, who do you think I'm putting up on the stand? Nuns and priests and virgins? That's not happening. Who do you think is going to witness a murder in the middle of a whorehouse? Okay, it's not going to be the Archbishop, all right? My witnesses have problems, okay? They may not be the kind of witness that you'd bring home to dinner with your family at Thanksgiving, but witnesses come in all different, an array of likability. And just because there is a claim against a witness, it's not a reason to drop a charge of this magnitude, Ashley?
No, if that were the case, criminal charges would be dropped every single day, because you're exactly right. You take your witness as you find them, and then it's your job as a prosecutor to make their testimony credible to the eyes of the jury, and them to tell exactly what they know about the case. That's the nature of our justice system. So again, this is one, why it was dismissed is beyond me.
You know, Ashley, let me tell you a little story. I once had a woman who went by the name Nudie Pride. Okay, my children love this story. And she got mad at her girlfriend and set a fire and burned down a whole apartment complex. Okay? I don't think that's what she meant to do, but that's what happened. Then she sat on the hood of her car and drank a beer and watched it burn, as I recall the facts. Well, all right, who do you think was going to be my witness? Who? Well, I found a witness. When the witness came in, it was I think it was August in Atlanta. Here she came, walking in the courtroom. She had on a huge fake fur hat in August. It had to be 101 degrees outside. You could smell the booze on her from 3 feet away. When she walked past that jury, they all just looked at me. I'm like, what? I mean, what can I do? She got up on the stand and she told her story and she was believable. God bless her. And Nudie Pride, AKA, I don't know, remember her real name, went to jail. She had burned down an entire apartment complex. Nobody was killed, by the way. What I'm saying is that's just one of many, many examples. I could go on and on and on. I remember driving around inner city Atlanta trying to find another witness, and guess who was leading me around town? A convicted rapist who told me his whole story and made it sound very believable, okay? Whatever. I found the witness. I mean, you, as I used to say to Vincent Hill, sometimes you got to go to hell to get your witness, to put the devil in jail. In other words, you take your witness the way you find him and you make the best of it, and don't put perfume on the pig. Don't try to lie to a jury. I remember trying to avoid having to tell a jury that my other witness to an ag assault was a stripper. I just tried to pretend it was normal that she was out at 3 a.m. in a cheerleading costume. But they saw straight through that in a New York minute. And I learned at the beginning, don't withhold. Don't try to gloss over it. Just tell it like it is, Vincent.
That's right. Tell it like it is, Nancy. Don't try to put on the fancy suit for this witness. Present them just like they are, because you know the defense is going to eat that alive. So just let people know what it is from the get-go.
Eat it alive, and then it gives the defense kind of something to latch onto. It throws them a bone if you try to cover up something about a witness, or just don't tell the jury something like, oh, yeah, the victim, she's a stripper. Okay? Just tell them. And let it, and get it out, and then try your case. You know, I'm just so depressed about this. I'm feel like I got kicked in the teeth, Ashley. What's that all about? It's not my case. I'm not prosecuting it, but it's just such a blow.
Well, that's because these victims are all women, and we can all relate to these women. Everyone on this line right now is a working female. And as a working female, you have relationships with bosses and people that you think you, oh, sorry, Vincent. I apologize. I forgot you're on the line. But we all have to admit we have or have had bosses. And those people are in a position of trust, whether we're male or female. And as a result, we think that we can trust them to be appropriate, to be a mentor, or maybe they're a crappy boss, but we still trust they're not going to sexually assault us. That's why this resonates with you so much, I think.
You know, to Alexis Terezchuk, it all started when Weinstein got the green light to bring in the victim's emails, okay? And what do we believe were in the emails, Alexis?
It was a lot of her personal history, but the one email that really triggered this was an email she sent in 2015. So before all the news broke, before anybody knew what Harvey Weinstein had done outside of the people in Hollywood that had known about it for decades.
Well, what do we believe the email said?
We believe that it told a different story. It did not say that Harvey had attacked her the way that she has described it to other folks. But this was to a man that she was dating, and he eventually became
So that is what I'm saying. Letter, it was that email. Okay, there are still multiple felony counts against Weinstein. Let's just pray and hope that the truth comes out in court. And on another note, I want to ask you a tough question. And Ashley and I have talked about this many times. Alexis and I have talked about it many times. Dr. Bethany and Vincent and I have analyzed it when it does happen. What would you do if your child suddenly went missing? Mine did. John David went missing one time in a giant Babies R Us superstore. And those few moments were some of the worst moments I have ever had in my life. Do you know what to do? Well, I want to tell you about a new online video series, Justice Nation: Crime Stops Here. And it deals with the fact over 450,000 missing children are reported every year. 450,000. One in seven runaways now believed to be victims of sex trafficking. They're not runaways. Nearly 40% of attempted kidnaps happen when a child is walking to or from school. What do you do? Go to crimestopshere.com. Look into the 5-episode series that gives you action information on what to do to keep your children safe, safe at home, out and about, safe online from predators, safe at school, and safe at daycare or with a babysitter. Promo code Nancy for 15% off. My proceeds going to NCMA, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and Class Kids to help children, founded by Mark Class. Help us help you. Class starts Tuesday, October 16th. I'll see you when the bell rings. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend. Big thank you to our partner making today's Crime Stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Lisa's Sapira Hybrid has been named Wirecutter's best hybrid mattress 5 years running. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Nancy for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/Nancy. Thanks, Lisa Mattress, for being our partner. Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner. Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.